What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, a new trader, checking in for X Beginner Podcast. Hope you're doing well today, man. Calvin, a disciplined trader. Can't forget that, man. We're speaking that into existence for real. But what I want to talk about today is I want to share with you how I'm currently preparing for my trades the night before or the weekend before the market opens. All right. I'm gonna give you a step-by-step detailed outlook on how I'm doing this in hopes that you can kind of, you know, use something like this, or maybe this can spark a desire in you to start planning your trades out before you actually come to the market. All right. So we're going to get into this. But first, let's thank our sponsors. Let's go. I got to tell you about my recommended 4X simulated prop firm, and that is Blue Guardian. Listen, traders, I'm telling you right now, what better way to jumpstart your trading career than to get funded with virtual capital? It's literally a one-time investment. You take as long as you want to pass the challenge, improve your trading skills, and you literally get funded and paid off any profit that you make. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great deal, and Blue Guardian, my recommended prop firm, is doing everything they can to ensure that traders can protect themselves and actually have a fair shot at getting funded. Number one, they have the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector is an equity-based tool that you can literally, as soon as you buy your challenge, you don't even have to be taking a trade. You can go into the back office and you can set parameters so that if your trades go negative a certain dollar amount or percentage, the Guardian Protector will automatically take you out of the trade, making sure that you don't violate your daily drawdown. This is so beneficial because the number one reason why traders like you and I lose our prop firm evaluations is simply because we hit our daily drawdown limits. But Blue Guardian has solved that problem with the Guardian Protector. They are helping you, helping us protect ourselves against ourselves. Also, Blue Guardian has no restrictions. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during news. And this is amazing because you are allowed to trade your way without any restrictions. Also, you get an industry high 85% profit split once you go into profit on your funded account. And guess what? US traders, we are allowed to trade with Blue Guardian. We have access to their DX Trader mobile app, as well as the web browser to access and buy and sell in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a prop firm, US trader, international trader, Blue Guardian is where you need to go. And today you're going to get 15% off your next challenge by using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. Again, that's 15% off your next challenge and any challenge moving forward using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. I look forward to hearing that you got funded, and let's get back to today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the New Trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the New Trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode. Forex Beginner Podcast, man, I hope everything is well in your life. We are here to bring you that daily motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as we work our way toward our trading goals together. So excited to be here with you today. So today, I want to just kind of walk you guys through step by step what I'm doing to prepare to get into the market. This is so important. And this is just something that, just honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I literally was just naive to this, right? I've, of course, heard people talk about marking up your chart, doing your analysis, but it's really cutting deep, and I'm really understanding why this is important, right? We have to be able to track our success as well as be able to track what we're looking for when we're getting into trade. So this has a twofold effect. Number one, it increases your preparation, right? If you already know what you're looking for, you've already confirmed that, and then you're making a list of things that you now need to see in order to engage in that trade during the next day or the next trading week. Now, when you actually come to the market, there's no thinking involved, right? There's no scrambling of the mind. There's no emotions because you're literally just reading your preparation, your trading plan, and you're literally just waiting for those things to show up. Given all those things confirmed, you just press and buy or sell. That's it. You know what I mean? And so that's the first way that just planning trades out and having a great preparation really helps. But then on the back end, as I just said, like, you have data where you can track what you're doing. So if you had a not so good week, you can go back to the data and look at, okay, this is what I looked for, and this is what I was looking to confirm before I got in. Let me see if there's something here that I need to switch, or let's see if there's something I need to tweak, or let's see if there's something that I missed that I'm doing wrong. It allows you to track the data, right? And that's what's important. If you have a paper trail, you can track it. And so my wife's, she is a mental health therapist. And so every time she meets with clients, she has to do a ton of paperwork, just detailing what she talked about, where they are, all those type of things. And so I just thought to myself, you know, if she has to do that, why am I not doing that, right? If she's doing that in her profession, why am I not doing that in my profession of trading? And so this is why that has been so important to me, and why it's such a game changer, all right? So now let's get into just kind of sort of what I'm looking for when I'm creating my plan of what I'm looking for and preparing to get into the market. So the first thing is this: I am looking at all the currency pairs that are in play. All right. So basically what that means is all the pairs that have a great opportunity, a great setup to give me what I look for to get into a trade. All of those pairs are going to be on my list. Some days it's two pairs. Some days it's just one. Other days it could be as many as eight. You know, it, you just don't know. It all varies, right? But that's what I'm looking for. That's the first thing I'm looking for. All right. What are the currency pairs? What are the markets that are giving me my perfect setup to then look for entry? Once those are identified, now I'm writing those down on, or rather I'm typing those on my document, my Word document, and I'm literally going market by market, and I'm writing out what is already confirmed. So let's say that one of my pairs, or one of the markets that I'm looking at, I saw on the 4-hour chart that it was sitting at a higher high. All right. So price is sitting at a higher high and it's starting to accumulate. All right. Perfect. So I would immediately put this particular market sitting at 4-hour higher high, starting to accumulate. All right. If I'm on a 4-hour, then maybe I'll drop down to a 30-minute chart, drop down to a 30-minute chart. Then I'll look on a 30-minute chart and say, okay, on the 30-minute chart, we are now seeing price make an impulse to the downside. It's now starting to trend to the downside. Now, once that is confirmed, I'm going to type that. Boom. So now, if I'm looking for an entry setup, I will then detail, in order to enter this trade, this is what I need to see. Break and retest. I need to see a reversal pattern. I need to see, you know, this indicator. I need to see, you know, money flow, RSI, MACD, whatever the case may be. Now I'm listing all the things that make my entry criteria what it is. And so I list those things. This is confirmed. That is confirmed. Now the next few things is what I need to see in order to enter this market. And then of course, I have my trading time. I have a set time that I'm looking for opportunities. So for me, that's the London session, and that's also the New York session. So these are the times that I'm looking to trade. So if all the entry criteria that I list happen around the time that I'm supposed to be in the market, I don't have to do no thinking. I'm just visually checking it off my list, and then I'm entering the trade once it pops up. That's it. So that is literally what I do on every single pair. Every pair that has an opportunity, I literally jot it down and I write what's already confirmed. Higher time frame is doing this, lower time frame is doing that, right? Daily is doing this, 1 hour is doing that. Weekly is doing this, 4 hour is doing that. Whatever the case may be. And then I'm listing my entry criteria, which is my edge. How I get into the market. I need to see a break and retest, and then I need to see my MACD trending down. Boom. That's an edge right there. That's an entry criteria. So in order for me to engage with this market, I did my pre-market analysis. Now I need to confirm that my edge, my entry criteria is present during my trading time. Boom. If I don't trade news, I need to make sure there's no news coming out when I take my entry. If news doesn't matter, hey, it's open season. I'm ready to go. All right. But those are the things that I'm doing. That's how I'm prepping before I come to the market. And it's working, man. It's really, really working. And we've been, you know, just going through this in the growth group. And it's been refreshing. It's been really, really refreshing. But these are the things, again, that if we want to be professionals, these are the things that we have to do. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. I hope this helps you. God bless you. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless. What's up, traders? Real quick, if you're looking to journal your trades, be able to track your progression on your trading journey, and get these amazing analytical data points about your strategy, see how often it wins, the days that it wins, and be able to backtest it all in one place without having to use a pen and a piece of paper, well, check out my recommended online trading journal, TradeZilla. All right, there's a link in the description. Plus, you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER1. Again, that's TradeZilla, and you get a great discount when you use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, at checkout. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.